This Morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Fire is imminent. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal. Along with Rasa Kay, who's filling in for Jennifer Koschenka on this Thursday, August 31st. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
A small town north of Houston is preparing for disaster. A chemical plant is expected to see explosions because there's no power to keep chemicals cool.
Harvey has been downgraded and is moving north, but the death toll is climbing as the waters recede.
A federal judge has blocked enforcement of a new sanctuary cities law in Texas. Details in about 10 minutes.
And President Trump continues his marketing push for tax reform.
The tax code is so complicated that more than 90% of Americans need professional help to do their own taxes. This enormous complexity is very unfair.
The president was in Missouri yesterday. We'll have analysis of his remarks a little later. Two decent bits of information emerging from Southeast Texas. One, Harvey has been downgraded from a tropical storm to a tropical depression. Two, nearly all waterways in the Houston area had crested and floodwaters were slowly receding. Mayor Sylvester Turner says there have been more than 13,000 rescues.
We continue the rescue efforts in the city, specifically as it relates to West Houston, up there where the water is being released from the Addix and Barker Dam.
The persistent storm made a second landfall yesterday, slamming coastal Louisiana, not far from the Texas border, and is expected to leave behind 10 inches of rain before moving north. And although the rain had stopped in Houston, the East Texas city of Port Arthur was hit so hard, a shelter was flooded and had to be evacuated. The confirmed death toll is at least 28. That number includes six family members whose bodies were found yesterday in a van that disappeared Sunday and was found in Greens Bayou. Authorities are concerned that more bodies will be found as the water continues to recede. Well, in parts of Southeast Texas, emergency officials have shifted from talking about the water to fretting about fire. A flooded chemical plant in a small town 25 miles north of Houston is experiencing explosions today. The damage at this point is not clear. The Arkema plant in Crosby lost power on Sunday, and Houston area Congressman Ted Poe said that's when problems snowballed.
The plant has taken in 6 feet of water. That killed the electrical power, and the two backup generators both do not work either.
The lack of power leaves the plant without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Residents within 1.5 miles were told to evacuate. Arkema, by the way, manufactures organic peroxides, a family of compounds used for making everything from pharmaceuticals to construction materials. Let's get the latest now from reporter Cliff Saunders at our Houston affiliate, News Radio 740 KTRH. Cliff, tell us about rescue numbers.
It's in the thousands. You can't get exact numbers. That's the thing. We can't get exact numbers for the moment because it's constantly changing.
Yeah, sure.
And people want to know. You know, what do you get asked all the time when you do interviews like this? How many are in shelters? Okay, well, that number's fluctuating. How many people died? Well, that number's fluctuating. And, you know, you see reports, you don't see confirmations, and I'm trying to stay with confirmations. All I'm going to say is that when the final numbers come out, we are going to be astounded by what they are, because what they are now is not what they're going to be.
Yeah. I think I saw, was it AccuWeather or somebody like that said they are calling this the 1,000-year storm.
I can believe it. I can believe it from the standpoint of talking to hurricane specialists at the National Hurricane Center. Having one guy, and I'll keep his name out of it, but he's been a hurricane specialist for 30 years. And he said to me, Gordon, that he'd never seen anything like this in 30 years. And that is the kind of thing when you're sitting there and you're taping an interview with a guy like that, it's the kind of thing where you almost drop the phone.
Yeah. I don't know the geographic layout of Houston, but is the entire city experiencing flooding, or are there some areas that are still dry?
It's the case where some areas are dry, some areas are not. You know, from a personal standpoint, my area is dry, and I'm lucky when it comes to that. I'm very lucky when it comes to that. But you go to the northeast part of Houston, you go to Greens Point. These also happen to be the poorer parts of the city.
Yeah.
And just devastation, standing water to your waist. You know, you can debate cause, whatever you want, but what you have to talk about when it comes to the flooding here in Houston is the fact that the area grows every single day. It's been growing for years. I look outside my window here at the radio station. All I see are cranes in construction.
Yeah.
You're taking away places for the water to go. So when the water has nowhere to go, what's going to happen?
Yep.
You're going to flood. And that's exactly what's happened here. I don't want to make it political, but I will say this. The drainage system in Houston needs to be taken care of.
Yeah. Good luck with that at this point. I know, though, we featured that story on this program before. It's unbelievable. We're speaking this morning with Cliff Saunders, reporter at our Houston affiliate, News Radio 740 KTRH. All right, have you talked to people who are vowing to move at this point, saying, we're not doing this anymore, we're out of Houston?
You know, I haven't spoken to anybody that has said that, honestly. And Houston is one of these places where half of the people are from here and half of the people are from somewhere else because of oil and gas, because of the medical district, because of technology. I mean, it's a diverse local economy.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a number of people yesterday when I finally got back into my condo, and everyone said the same thing. No, I'm not leaving. Now, if you get another storm this year, that might change.
Right. Can you give us the local buzz on what's being said with regards to Joel Osteen?
I don't think people are really paying attention to that. That's a social media phenomenon.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you. One of my neighbors did go and volunteer at the Lakewood Church, which is probably about a 3-minute drive from my condo.
All right.
And it's the old Summit, you know, where the Rockets played back in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
And they turned it into this big mega church. The place has had flooding problems for years. And my neighbor who volunteered there on Tuesday told me last night, I was there, I saw standing water. So whatever criticism that there's been out there of Joel Osteen, and look, I've got no dog in the hunt, so to speak, on this. When somebody who has volunteered there tells me, and this was not in my function as a reporter, it's just in my function as a neighbor, and we were just talking.
Yeah.
When she tells me that there was standing water in there, you know what? I'm going to give Joel Osteen a break, at least on this one. I think we're so quick to blame on social media. True. Twitter is great, but Twitter can also be very, very dangerous.
Very true. Thanks, Cliff. Reporter Cliff Saunders at News Radio 740 KTRH in Houston, one of our affiliates. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites. Visit Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big-name hotels you want. You can buy them separately or bundle them. See, the more you bundle, the more you save, the bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com. Every time you buy a business travel package using Upside, you'll get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, you'll keep your airline miles too. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use the promo code DEAL, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code DEAL to get a $100 gift card free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Upside.com and the code DEAL. Glad you could be with us. Welcome into Thursday. We're coming to you today from the Dell Studios. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. A federal judge has blocked enforcement of much of a sanctuary cities law in Texas. We get more from this morning's Mike Gavin.
U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia in San Antonio blocked portions of Senate Bill 4, which required local police to comply with federal requests to hold unauthorized immigrants in custody. An aspect of the law permitting police officers to ask about immigration status was not blocked, but the ruling did limit the actions officers would be allowed to take after learning that a person was undocumented. Officers could only report the person's immigration status to federal authorities. The law was set to take effect tomorrow. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. Judge Garcia wrote that there is, quote, overwhelming evidence that SB 4 will erode public trust and make many communities less safe, and that localities will suffer adverse economic consequences that will harm the state of Texas. It's 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Rasa Kay is here with more of America's First News.
Well, Gordon, while some areas still see waters rising, receding floods in the Houston area have revealed tragedy. The sheriff's office in Harris County confirms a family of two great-grandparents and four kids drowned while trying to flee the rising waters from Hurricane Harvey in a van. Texas Governor Greg Abbott warns the worst is not yet over for the southeast end of the state. At least 28 people are reported dead, and large parts of Houston, Port Arthur, and Beaumont are underwater. Federal authorities estimate 32,000 people have been brought to emergency shelters in Texas and surrounding states from homes that could be flooded for days, weeks, and perhaps lost forever. The governor warns retailers should not exploit the crisis.
If you're a business, you can be put out of business by the Texas Attorney General if you dare try any price gouging. It's un-Texan, and we will not tolerate it.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says there will be bipartisan support in Congress for a bill to provide federal aid to those affected in Texas. President Trump also promised government help.
To the people of Houston and across Texas and Louisiana, we are here with you today. We are with you tomorrow, and we will be with you every single day after to restore, recover, and rebuild.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Irma is now swirling through the eastern Atlantic, moving west, but not expected at this time to impact land. The city of Philadelphia joins a host of other American cities suing Attorney General Jeff Sessions over changes to a Justice Department grant program that would cut off millions of dollars if Philly maintains its sanctuary status. The money goes towards a variety of initiatives beyond the police department, including the school district and even an internationally recognized mural arts program that trains at-risk youth. It's a major approval for pharmaceutical giant Novartis that has the potential to change how cancer is treated. The FDA's okayed its gene-altering drug Kymriah for a certain form of leukemia in children and young adults. It modifies a patient's immune cells that are then infused back to kill the cancer cells.
Very good. Thank you, Rasa. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys for your dog from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Each monthly box is themed like Country Fair or Brooklyn Hipster and packed with new and unique toys that continue to keep dogs engaged, interested, and happy. Every month, BarkBox paw picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. If your dog does not like something in the box, they'll even send you something they'll love for free. Because BarkBox is all about dog happiness. Free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. My dogs Lola and Daisy are going to love it when the treats and toys show up at the door. It'll keep them happy, and it's convenient for me. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Gordon when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/Gordon to get a free month when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. Make your dog happy. BarkBox.com/Gordon. Thanks for being with us. Most people with flood insurance buy policies backed by the federal government's National Flood Insurance Program. By one measure, as of April, less than 1/6 of homes in Houston's Harris County had federal coverage. That would leave more than 1 million homes unprotected in that county. For those who have it, here's what's ahead from Loy Vickers, CEO of Empire Public Adjusters. Loy, what should folks be doing?
You need to start putting together a list of what you actually had. And, you know, it would be a little, crazy to think that you're going to be able to have receipts for all that stuff. You know, depending on how high the water was and if there was current coming through your house, you may or may not still have some of that stuff in the house if windows or doors were left open. So putting together a list of what you actually had was going to be beneficial whenever you get to the contents portion of the claim. Then from the standpoint of the house or structure itself, let's say you've got some wind damage to it. According to the terms of the policy, you're supposed to mitigate any further damage as soon as it's safe to do so. So if you've got missing shingles and that type of thing, you're going to need to get somebody up there to get tarps on the roof and that type of thing, so that you're not fighting the insurance company with, well, you didn't mitigate this damage and we're not going to pay for this, that, or the other thing.
All right, so does it matter to the policyholder in this case when filing a claim which came first, the wind or the rain or the flooding? Is that relevant in all this?
It will be relevant. We call this the chicken and the egg syndrome, because it typically happens in every single big storm that we have like this. Is the insurance company always asks which came first, the wind or the flood? And they're doing that strictly because a lot of these people, and you've probably seen this in the news, that a lot of people didn't have flood coverage. And so if it can be attributed to floods, they may not have to pay it. And so you need to get somebody who's experienced and well-versed in putting these claims together so that you can argue that point. And if you have coverage for it and it's legitimate, want to make sure that they understand it's legitimate coverage, that it's compensated for correctly.
Boy, what's a reasonable amount of time for some of these folks to pull stuff together and file claims, especially given the fact that, I mean, it could be days, if not longer, before they're allowed back in their homes?
Right. Well, I want to say this, because in Texas we have some blue tarp legislation that's coming into play. And in reality, it really doesn't affect what we do as public insurance adjusters, but because we're advisors to the policyholder, it really needs to be expressed that any claims that are filed prior to Friday of this week, which is September 1, when this new legislation comes into effect, will be grandfathered in under the old laws. And like I said, it doesn't really affect what we do as public adjusters, but in the unlikely event a claim is not settled and it has to go to suit, it will affect the payout for interest and penalties and that type of thing that are added to some of these things. And so, you know, we have a responsibility to tell people that if they're not aware of it. And, you know, you can file a notice of claim right away. If you're unable to do that, you can contact our office and we can help you do that, because we have access to all the emails and fax numbers. We're happy to do that for people. We're not charging you for that. It's just something that we're doing so that you, in the unlikely event you need it, it's covered.
Thanks, Loy. That's Loy Vickers, CEO of Empire Public Adjusters. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Omaha Steaks offers a huge variety, from premium steaks to skillet meals. This summer, I've enjoyed grilling them at barbecues. They also make the perfect business gift. Their gifts offer unique home cooking experiences from a trusted brand known for quality. Right now, you can experience for yourself what makes these business gifts so unique with an exclusive offer. Order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself, or send it as a gift. The perfect business gift includes 4 bacon-wrapped tri-tip steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet franks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus free shipping and 4 caramel apple tartlets. This exclusive package is only $59.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type deal in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, omahasteaks.com. Enter the code DEAL in the search bar to send or experience this exclusive gift package for only $59.99.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us on this Thursday, August 31st. Gordon Deal with Rasa Kay, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Explosions now reported at a chemical plant in the Houston area, as expected. Monsoons in India have killed more than 1,000. 17 postal workers in Atlanta accused of taking bribes to deliver cocaine. It was 20 years ago today we lost Princess Diana. U.S. economy grew 3% last quarter, fastest pace in 2 years. Bloomberg says the new iPhone will lose the home button. You'll swipe instead. College football has a second soft launch this evening, and Gloria Gaynor rewrites her famous song for Texas. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 state for business, Michigan. Contact michiganbusiness.org today. In a speech considered part policy and part politics, President Trump is promoting the need for tax reform. He delivered remarks yesterday at a manufacturing plant in Springfield, Missouri.
We're here today to launch our plans to bring back Main Street by reducing the crushing tax burden on our companies and on our workers.
More now from Herb Jackson, Washington correspondent at The Record in New Jersey. Herb, any new details?
We didn't learn a whole lot new about what President Trump and the Republicans who run Congress would like to do, but we got the sales pitch that's going to be behind it. The Democrats have pretty much spent the summer saying Trump is trying to cut taxes for the rich, and the president went to a factory that makes fans and exhaust systems in the middle of the country on Route 66 in Springfield, Missouri. And he talked about how if we help corporations compete globally, we'll create jobs in the United States, and they'll bring their overseas profits back, and that'll help them, you know, get the economy going, and you're going to get that raise that you've been hoping for. And then on the individual side, we're also going to cut your taxes. But he never said by how much or how.
We expect that those details are to come later as part of this pitch continues?
Well, you do have to have details to have a tax code. That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What has been happening is the tax committees in the House and Senate have been working all summer to try and put together a plan and getting what's called scores from the Joint Committee on Taxation so they know how much they cost or how they affect the economy overall. We hope to see a bill at least unveiled in September. The administration had hoped to have it passed by Thanksgiving. Now they're saying the end of the year is our goal, but if it runs over into 2018, that won't be the worst thing, unless you were expecting it to be retroactive to January, which is probably a fading potentiality. In the way that things are going this year.
Mm. We're speaking with Herb Jackson, Washington correspondent for The Record in New Jersey. He's part of the USA Today network, talking about the speech President Trump made in Missouri regarding tax reform. The fact that he's behind it and probably going to be busy pushing it, does that increase the likelihood it'll get passed, since it seems like mostly everybody in Congress wants to do something, even if they don't agree on what to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's in favor of something until they find out what something is. And, you know, the fact that he's behind it, it certainly puts pressure on some senators and congressmen who, especially those in states like Missouri where he was, that Trump carried. But I'm not sure how much persuasion it'll have on the rank and file Democrats whose votes might be needed, because if the plan does something that conservatives don't like, you know, we saw that dynamic play out with the health care bill. What Trump is trying to do is bring populist pressure up from the bottom onto members of Congress by convincing workers whose, you know, ranks he did pretty well with in 2016, that they'll be the beneficiaries if we do this. And it's an interesting dynamic. I mean, I'm not sure how many working people actually object to a wealthy person getting a tax cut if the working person gets one too. And, you know, we reporters will sit there and say, yeah, but they got $150,000 average and you got $200. Everybody's going to say, yeah, but I got $200, right?
Yeah.
So that could be the selling point. The problem is we don't have the numbers yet to see that. And the thing about tax reform is it's a lot of moving pieces. You lower rates, but you're supposed to get rid of loopholes. Well, what you might consider a loophole is what somebody else has. What you have, you don't think is a loophole. You think it's an important tax break.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones they're going after, for my readers in New Jersey, the state and local tax deduction, which lets you write off your state income taxes and your property taxes, would have a really significant fact in New Jersey, because those two taxes are very high in New Jersey.
Thanks, Herb. That's Herb Jackson, Washington correspondent at The Record in New Jersey. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour. on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or find us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. Beyond the headlines now, This Morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, here's an update on the efforts by Houston Texan star J.J. Watt to raise money for the victims of Harvey. We told you that Watt started a fund to raise money on Sunday with the modest goal of raising $200,000 for the Houston area victims. As donations, both small and large, poured in, Watt continued to up the goal for the fund, which had reached over $5 million as of this time yesterday. And this morning, it's over $9
million. Wow.
In addition to the over 85,000 people who have now donated, big money donations have also been pouring in. Most recently, $1 million from Walmart, which was announced on Ellen DeGeneres' show yesterday. On the field, Watt and the Texans will not be playing their final preseason game tonight against the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, so that players can return home to their families in the area. The team is currently scheduled to play their first home game of the season at NRG Stadium in Houston on September 10th against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
How about that?
I have a feeling that's probably still up in the air as far as when and how that game's going to be played.
Yeah.
On September 10th.
Although the Houston Astros are returning this weekend.
Yeah, that
on
is.
On Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. So yeah, maybe if they think they can make it happen. But how about almost doubling that fund since yesterday?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. I've said it for 3 days now. That is quality use of your celebrity status.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And have J.J. Watt's handler saying, "Hey, he'll be at Club XYZ if you want to picture him emerging, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning."
Right.
This is quality use of celebrity status. Good for him.
And I love how he just keeps getting blown away by it. Like, he started with a $200,000 goal,
yeah,
thinking, you know, look, I'm J.J. Watt. I could raise a few dollars, and it just keeps going and going and going. He had the goal raised up to $10 million. He's obviously going to have to raise that again.
Wow.
I mean, who knows? The sky seems like it's the limit here.
He appropriately is moving the goalposts.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. And it stands to reason, Gordon, that superstitious people playing Powerball in Massachusetts these days would want to get their tickets from the same machine that printed the ticket for the woman who won $750 million last week. Unfortunately, like George Costanza in Seinfeld, the machine is going out on a high note. The Massachusetts State Lottery has retired the machine that printed the ticket belonging to Mavis Wansick, the largest grand prize won by a lottery ticket in U.S. history. A lottery spokesman says the lucky machine was removed from the convenience store it resided in and sent to a lottery office for maintenance. He says there's an appetite to preserve this piece of lottery history, and some interesting ideas have been proposed for it, but no determination has been made as to where it will go next.
Mm.
Well, we have a museum for everything else, right?
Yep,
so
true.
I guess a lottery museum is probably in the offing here.
Wow. How about just relocate it to another store?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, some cynical folks were saying, well, they took that winning machine out so they could fix it up so it's not going to serve out any more, you know, $750 million
yes,
winning tickets. That's what the cynical folks are saying.
Still getting over that number, by the way.
Yeah.
Of a billion.
Now, of course, look.
To
you know,
one woman.
Right. Now, of course, you know, lump sum, like, you know, that's like $300-400 million, then half of that for taxes.
Oh, you're not poo-pooing it, are you?
So, you know, she's going to be back to work next week. You know that.
13 minutes now in front of the hour. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Rasa Kay is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a pair of explosions this morning and black smoke reported from a chemical plant near Houston compromised by flooding from Hurricane Harvey. Harris County Police say one deputy was taken to the hospital after inhaling fumes from the Arkema plant, and nine other officers drove themselves to the hospital as a precaution. Governor Greg Abbott has mobilized Texas's entire available 14,000-strong National Guard force, with troops from other states pushing it to what may become as many as 30,000, with life-saving, life support efforts expected to continue for weeks.
I have asked for and received an expansion of the number of counties added to the federal disaster declaration.
200,000 people have asked FEMA for federal assistance, with hundreds of thousands more projected. FEMA says they'll need volunteers to aid in the recovery process for the next couple of years. But in a sign that recovery's a bit closer, United Airlines has restarted service at Houston's George Bush Airport. American plans to resume limited service today. Southwest expects to be flying into Habi Airport by the weekend. The U.S. and South Korea staged a show of force today in the skies involving the U.S. state-of-the-art stealth fighters that conducted a mock bombing drill over the Korean Peninsula. President Trump is calling on Congress to cut the federal corporate tax rate to 15% from 35% as part of a sweeping tax reform he wants enacted by the end of the year.
I am fully committed to working with Congress to get this job done, and I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me?
In an invitation-only speech at a Springfield, Missouri fan and ventilator manufacturer, Trump also stressed the need to simplify the tax code. A sting operation snagged 16 Atlanta-area postal workers accepting bribes to deliver packages of what they thought was cocaine. Federal prosecutors say the workers provided special addresses where the drugs could be shipped and then intercepted the packages and delivered them to a person they believed was a drug trafficker.
Thank you, Rasa. It is 6 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday. Disco queen Gloria Gaynor has tweeted a special video for Texans. Ms. Gaynor last evening sang a rewrite of her famous song, I Will Survive, with a few changes dedicated to her neighbors in Texas, as she wrote, dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The so-called First Lady of Disco said she hoped the song would cheer you up just a little bit.
At first we were afraid, we were petrified, kept thinking Texas couldn't live in floodwaters this high.
USA Today says, I Will Survive has not wavered in popularity since its release in October 1978. It's been played for various causes, particularly for AIDS benefits and LGBT gatherings. In 2016, the song was inducted into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. Gaynor recently launched iwillsurvive.org, an online community and charity fundraising site where people can write their own stories of survival. For Rasa Kay, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
With all my love and help and praise, we will stand strongly by your side. We are your neighbors, tried and true, and we'll do all we can for you, and you'll survive. You will survive. You will survive.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.